what we said in the last one meeting, and the repeat was mostly about to make us understand the issue of why. And I don't know if, except from the newcomers, they still have problem with Rahm or not, as the universe. Do we?
Can you just give a short introduction?
Short introduction of Rahm. Okay. We're talking about Chaitan is our topic, and what we tried to achieve in the last couple of sessions, mostly in the first session rather than the second one, was we were trying to match and to see, compare where does Shaitan fit into the universes, because the issue of understanding of universes is so important that anything you look at later on, you must understand and you must see where it fits in the universe. The issue of Ma'at, heaven, hell, issue of insan, issue of amal, issue of anything I can, if there is, I cannot remember now, anything which does not concern the universe. And obviously, as I've said in the past, universes are starting from universe of Allah, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as infinity. There, that's where he starts, and he started the creation. And also, those who have been in Thursday night class of Dua Kumail, we have started Dua Kumail, I spoke about Asma'ullah, and in that Asma'ullah, I said a little bit about how is the zat of Allah, or essence of Allah, related to sifat, with the attributes, and how it is related to noun, to Asma'ullah. So that also helps to understand this issue. I have sent, and from now on also, I regularly send the PowerPoint as well as the audio file of this lesson, so that you can go over it if need be, or those who may miss one session can refer to it. Things start from Alam-e Ilah and from Zat of Allah. Allah is manifested in His attributes, because we have no access to Zat of Allah, and we have been told by A'im alayhi wa sallam that do not even try to know, to ponder upon the Zat of Allah. You will not get anywhere. Not that it is forbidden, it is just that we cannot get anywhere. It is a waste of time. But Allah's sifat, our attributes, are manifested. Allah's Zat is manifested in His attributes. And then from the attributes, Asma'ullah, or the nouns of Allah, are made. Creation starts from Alam-e Ilah, and then comes to the first thing is created as per Quran, and as well as the hadith of Usul al-Kafi, first chapter, it says, the first thing I created was Aql. So Allah has created Alam-e Aql before anything. And then from Alam-e Aql, in Alam-e Aql, which is things are abstract, they need no place, no time, no matter, no image even. Surat, when I say surat, remember I'm not talking about face. Because in Arabic and in Farsi, both we are used to think surat means face. But it does, but for our context, surat means form. So suratul aqli, or intellectual form, does not mean any image, does not mean any, it's not concerned with the map, with the space, it's not concerned with anything. Like 4 by 5 is 4 20. This is an intellectual form, mathematical, but it is intellectual form. And we know 4 by 5 is 4 20 does not need any time. So it's not time related. It's not place related. It's free of any of these things, right? Does it make sense, Rabbi? What is it? So, from Alam-e Aql, which is only about there it says the meaning and pure and mere abstraction is there, but that remember that is a real universe. Don't think because you do not have, you do not feel it as such, don't think it's unreal. As I said the other night, conversely, when you go, the more you go towards universe of closer to Allah, the more it, the more real it becomes. Whereas for us, the more unreal it is, we feel it. When we talk about, for instance, Alam al-Barzakh, we feel it is more unreal, it is less unreal than this universe of matter. Whereas it is more real. And when similarly you go to Alam al-Akh, universe of Akh, same thing applies. It's more real, very real, and in fact the intensity of existence is much more. In universe of Akh, the intensity of existence. Remember, there is something called intensity of existence. Intensity of existence always, as we say sometimes in Farsi and Arabic, is called Shiddat al-Wujud. Shiddat al-Wujud. You all understand? Maybe you do not know very much Farsi, no? Yeah, that's as I said, intensity of Wujud. Wujud has got intensity. What does that mean? Intensity of wujud is known from the effect of that wujud. When you look at the effect of that wujud, if it is more effect from that wujud comes, that wujud has a lot more intensity. Like, let's say, compare a stone with a plant. A stone has very little wujud, intensity of wujud. When it comes to intensity, when you compare it with the plant grows, has got some motion. So there is more effect from a plant than in a stone. So we say plant has got more intensity of wujud. And when you compare plant to animal, you see there is more intensity, there is more effect from animal. Animal can make a decision, has a will, and can make his motions and movements based on a will. Then there is more effect. If you want to get a dog and put chop him into 10 pieces, he doesn't let you do it, isn't it? He will escape from you. That's an effect of that animal. So there is more intensity in animal, intensity of wujud compared to plant. And similarly, when you go to insan has got that much of intensity of wujud that dominates all the animals and has got control of the whole nature almost. When I say whole nature, as much as is accessible. And between two insan, who has more intensity of wujud? The one who has got more effect of wujud, isn't it? As I said, effect. You have to see the effect of that wujud to realize which one has more intensity. So people, it is proven, we don't want to go through it now, but it is proven people with more knowledge have got more intensity of wujud. I'll just give you a very materialistic view of this. Is look at the United States of America. Because of all those materialistic knowledge they have, they control the whole world. And this control comes from the fact of the knowledge, of the fact that they have so much knowledge, more than other people. So more knowledge is more intensity of wujud. But are we saying those knowledge are, does that mean it's any make those people any better? No, because then this issue was only in the material universe, materialistic universe. There are people, there are scholars, there are people of intellect who can make effect in, their effect is also more felt in universes of Barzakh and Akh. Those universes are huge and many, many million times bigger and more important than the universe of matter. These people who are only materialistic, their effect is only felt in the material universe, in this material domain. Whereas when it goes to intellectual domain, they have no effect. Do not think somebody who makes an atomic bomb, nuclear bomb, that means he has got more intellect. It doesn't mean that. Intellect, we have discussed it in the issue of understanding or a draw cause or perception. That aql, or what is called intellect, is not what people make nuclear bombs with. So, I forgot to ask you at the beginning, please put your mobile on flight mode. Yeah. So, we have the universe of Akh, then you have the universe of Barzakh in the middle. Barzakh is in the name, it's obvious from Quran, then universe of matter. Anything in the universe of matter comes from, start from the universe of Allah. There is nothing you can find here, anything in the universe of matter which has not is not coming up from the universe of Allah. This is in Quran, Allah says in Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنْ لَنَا حَزَائِنُهُ. There is nothing except that its source is with us. Okay? So, I don't know if this brief explanation of universes, but I can tell you later on about the PowerPoint about the universes. There are more materials there. So I want to get onto the issue of Shaitan. So, in those universes of math, universes, what I forgot, which was the most important part, is between universe of Khiyar, which is imagination or Barzakh, and universe of Aq, there is another universe called Wahm. Wahm, in English, translated into sense intuition. Sense intuition is all about me, I, mine. This thing, anything to relate to you, to your being. Is the darkness bothering anybody?
No.
So can leave it at this.
Sorry?
Someone
asked me. Okay, but
so is the best interest of the majority? We apologize from the minority. And that one is exactly where things start to be related to me. When things are at the universal level, in the universal level of meaning and in the global meaning, which is not related, when I say about this, when I talk about this pen and about a pen in its universal level, by just the meaning of pen. What does a pen mean? Pen is for writing. Everyone knows pen is writing, for writing. It doesn't matter whether it's this pen or any other pen, right? It can be a pencil, it can be a ball pen, it can be or any other ink pen. So, the moment I want to bring that meaning into this particular pen, I have entered into Alam al-Wahd. The moment I bring that all that universal meaning and all those meanings that about the pen, which is something to write with, when it's about this pen, becomes Alam al-Wahd. So, Wahd is about me, I, mine. My son, my car, my house, my job, my money. These are all about in the domain of Wahm. Okay, I go through these questions I have made and then I explain from this question. What Iblis doing things against Allah's will? You know that in Quran, that chapter of second chapter in Surah Al-Baqarah, that dialogue between insan and shaitan, between Allah and Malaika and shaitan, and part of it is insan, is going on. In that dialogue, Shaitan carries on, I can't remember exactly which verse is that, where Shaitan says, disobey Allah. He says, Allah asked him to prostrate, do sajda for insan. He doesn't do it. He says, oh Allah, you have created me from fire, and you have created insan from thing, which is earth, dust. Why should I? And then, it seems, when I say apparently, I want you to ponder upon these issues again when you go back from, you finish this class. It looks that Shaitan is challenging Allah. He says, oh Allah, I don't do it because of this. And then, he even goes on and asks Allah, he tells even Allah, فَبِمَعْ He says, رَبِّ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقُدَنَّ سِرَاتَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, because you tricked me, because you deceived me. Shaitan says, oh Allah, because you deceived me, I will block the straight path of your servant, Peter. So, goes so much of challenging with Allah, says, I do this. And then even, interestingly, even when he asks Allah, oh please give me, Allah please give me time. Allah says, I'll give you time until the day of resurrection. You all have seen these verses in the Quran, haven't you? Allah gives him the time until the day of resurrection. And even more interesting than this is the way Shaitan calls Allah. He says, Rabbe. Rabbe in Arabic means Rabbi. That A is I, E, which is for me. My Rab. Oh, my Rab. That is, I don't know what in English say, I tried to translate it into English, but it is Nedaye Nazdik. Nedaye Qarib. That means when you call somebody from very close, you can use this word. Rabbe, my God. Whereas if you look at, for instance, in Du'a al-Kumail, you start with what? Allahumma inni as'aluka. Allahumma is calling from remote, from very far. Like. So all these things put them together, Shaitan is calling Allah from so close. Rabbe. It's like very, very close to Allah. And also, he tells Allah, رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي فَلَأَخُدَنَّ سَرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Because you tricked me, because you deceived me. And even more exciting, I would say exciting, these are exciting stories for me when I read them in Quran. Allah does not even deny it. Allah never anywhere in Quran says, no, I did not deceive you. Do you remember, any of you have seen that? Allah does not deny the allegation of Shaitan. Does not say, no, I have not deceived you. That is, I mean, Allah is accepting it, that he has tricked it. Of course, if you go to Tafsir, there is a lot of explanation and justification as to, because what is tried to be explained is, Allah is not tricking anybody. You cannot accept Allah's tricks. But we will know, when we go further through this discussion, we know what does that tricking mean.
Can you please leave us the word and the
surah
so we can go and
search on Surah Al-Insan.com? I told you, this is mostly in Surah Al-Insan, but the easiest for you is just search for Shaitan. Go to the site Al-Mubin. This is very interesting. I don't know. There are other sites as well. I use this site. Al-Mubin.com. When you go to Al-Mubin.com, you click on Quran, there are some buttons on the right. You click on Quran, then it gives you a page for searching. Just search for Shaitan. You can see all of the things about Shaitan. Unfortunately, I am very, as I said, I do not memorize things very well, especially when it's in Arabic. So you can find it. So, in putting these things together, that Shaitan tells Allah, you deceive me. Allah does not deny it. Shaitan calls from very close when he says, Rabbe, he's very close. And then ask Allah to give him time. Allah gives him time. Allah does not deny him that opportunity to go and do what he said. What he says is, Quran, he says, I go and block the way of your servant. And he says, Allah says, okay, go. I gave you time until the day of resurrection. Okay, keep that in mind, right? I want to go to another issue. Look at a human being, normal human being around. There are people, you have seen the example of this type of people around. I want to bring the concept of Shaitan to the light and see how it comes to life. When you look at around ourselves, there are people that they're good eaters. They eat, they sleep, and they have sex. Their love is only, there are many of them in this whole world. Right? They're called, in Arabic they're called Baha'im. Bahima means haywan. Haywan means animal. There are type of animals, they're referred to, in Quran they're referred to as Bahima. Bahima, and the plural of it is Baha'im. Baha'im are those who have a good eating appetite and sleeping and sex. That's all in them. So, if you see any insan, human being like that, it immediately refers in my mind when I see. Of course,
not that I tell him, but it resembles the life of Baha'im. But there are another type of people who do all these traits, but they also harm people. They harm people, they bother them. They are called Sabah. Sabah is the plural of Sabah. In Quran also this word exists. You can go and search these words or any of them if you wanted to do any research. Sabo means a wild animal who harms others, like wolf. What does wolf do? Wolf, like, attack the group of lambs. Salaam alaikum. By Muhammad or Muhammad. So Sabah, which is the plural of Sabah, is refers to an animal who is wild and tear apart other animals, like wolf, as I told you, attacks the lambs and tears them apart. It's not that he is hungry, because it's not that he pulls one out and starts to eat it. He tears apart 20 lambs, but he eats probably a quarter of a lamb. So that is that nature of wildness that he has. He calls sabah, or sabah as plural. There are people in society, they are like that, as I said, they are behemoth, like other animals, that they only eat, sleep, have sex, and with this also this characteristic in them. Also they harm other people. They are so wild. Like, I would give an example of, I don't think there is any problem, but I give an example of Saddam. Saddam was harming so many people. In that matter, he was like Sabah, wild animal. So there, people like that also exist outside, in outside world. There is another type of people who do all those things. They are good eater and having, and good sleeping, and fond of sex, as well as maybe sabo or not, but they all the time they trick other people. They trick them, they deceive them. They do a lot of cheating, right? Which these are characteristics of shaitan. So even sometimes, even in our daily conversation, we refer to them as animals. Even in our conversation, we refer to them as shaitan. Say, he's like a shaitan. While I talk about Abed, you take this until he brings another chair. Because I want to use this. So there are people who do this. They are all the time about tricking and deceiving and cheating. We refer to him in daily conversation as shayateen, isn't it? Because he is like shaitan. We say that, I'm sure, probably in every language they use that terminology. So, people, remember, as per a rule, there is a rule, I have talked about it for you. There is a rule that the body, or barzakhi body, you all know what is barzakhi body, right? Sister Catherine, you know, I'm not sure what word I use for barzakh in English. But, barzakh, do you know what is barzakh or not?
No,
barzakh is one of the universes. It's between universe of Ab and universe of Master. Barzakh, by the meaning itself, means in between. Whatever it's called, barzakh means in between. Like this wall is a barzakh of this room and the other room. Okay? So that's why when people die, instead they go to barzakh, because that is before Qiyamah, before the final resurrection. That's why it's called barzakh. So barzakh itself is a universe. Okay? While you are living in this world, the same way that you were living in the wombs of mother, our body was being made for this world. While you are here, our barzakhi body is being made now. What is the material for barzakhi body? Our actions and deeds.
That makes our bad.
So people who are wise, right, they may definitely, there's many hadiths of that I have seen. If you want it, again, they are on the internet, you can go and search in Usul Kafi and in many hadiths, books of hadiths. That those people who are like that, why we call them Sabri, they may look like a dog. They look like a wolf in the Badlands. The people who are like Bahimeh, as I said, Bahareh, they do look like animals. They may look like, famous Bahaim are cow or lamb. They may look like them. And people who are the cheaters and deceivers and things, they may look like shaitan in the other world. So we are, in fact, we are making our barzakhi body while we are here. So there are people, these are a few types of people. There are people who eat enough and who sleep enough, they're not overdoing any of these things. And they have sex enough, what is they need. And they are good people, they don't harm anybody, they are not wild, and they don't deceive and they don't cheat and they don't harm other people. And they do a lot of good things. They're all the time they're helping other people. They are called insan-i malaki. Malak means angel.